Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us today on the Real Estate Podcast. I'm Todd Sumney with HomeSmart.
And I'm Rich LaRue with HomeSmart.
All right. No titles today. No jackets either.
No titles, no jackets.
It is very warm outside.
Yeah, so. You were just saying it's 118 degrees outside, yeah. So we're stripping it down to bare bones, but this is as far as we go.
That's right. Exactly. But speaking of heat, we got a hot episode today.
Yes, we do.
I am so excited to share with all of you our topic for the today. It's all about winning the listing game right now. Inventory is just tight everywhere. And agents that win listings, they're the ones that are, you know, guaranteed a transaction, right?
That's right.
Because they have the listing. And there are some tactics that we're going to talk about today that really can help you win listings. So our title today, the Real Estate Podcast, everything we do trying to help you grow your business, you real estate agents. Today is about winning the listing game, five strategies for success in a competitive real estate market, which is where we're at today.
Yes, yep. That's exactly where we're at. In fact, we're not in the real estate business. We're in the lead generation business.
We are.
That's it. Pure and simple. We're in the lead generation business. Once we get good leads, then we're in the real estate business.
Right. And I think the tactics that we're going to talk about today not only generate leads, but they also convert them.
Yep.
And so that's why we're excited here today about these five topics. And our special guest with us today, Michael Aladawi with Revive. If you haven't heard of Revive, Revive is a phenomenal company that we've worked with for 2 years. And I'm upset that they are not as known among our HomeSmart family really as they should be. And I want you all to know about what they have to offer you. But more importantly, just the brain trust that the executive team there has as well. That's why today really the topic, it's about, you know, five strategies for success for you, and Michael's going to share that with you. And Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Todd. I appreciate being here. Let me say that I'm in Irvine, California, and it's pretty hot out here too, but it's only 88 degrees in Irvine, so not quite as hot as it is there in Phoenix. But thanks for having me on. I appreciate the intro and having me on your show.
Right. Well, I love what you've put together. I mean, just the, the topic here for the day and, you know, the concept here today is we're going to have a conversation. We're going to talk about how to actually grow an agent's business. So, you know, we're going to go over these five strategies, but before we dig in, let's just talk about, you know, what is the role? What is the first and most important role of a realtor today, Michael?
Well, before I jump into that, let me kind of, I appreciate being on the show. I'd like to give you a little bit of like, why is this guy even qualified at all to even say anything about agents or about their business? So can I give you like a quick 30-second background?
We'd love that.
So, you know, as you kind of introduced me, I'm Michael Aladawi. I'm the CEO of Revive. Revive's a 4-year-old company. The company, you know, partners with real estate agents to help them bring their listings to market, looking their best, making that first impression is so, so important. And so we do that. We bring the, you know, think of us as like the HGTV team with the money that comes in, does it, and it costs you nothing. The clients don't pay anything until their home sells. That's what Revive does. But 12 years prior to Revive, I was mostly a flipper, right? And I you know, flipped homes for a living. I flipped probably about 1,000 homes in that time period. And I learned a lot. I wore the hat of an investor. I was even a realtor. I was a broker. I was a builder. I did all those things. And then founded Revive. And so being in the shoes of a real estate agent and a broker and an investor, a seller, a buyer, and now fast forward 12 years later, I'm at Revive and I kind of have the opportunity to work with lots of agents across the country and a lot of top producing agents. And when I say top producing, you know, I've shadowed people that are, you know, 250 million plus in sales per year, easily, and a couple billion-dollar guys. And I kind of noticed some things that I didn't know. And I think today, as we were prepping for this, it's kind of like, you know, what agents can do today, or what can we kind of impart on them that might be helpful? That's where at least my side of the conversation is coming from. It's from shadowing some of these top producers and kind of going, ah, everybody should do this. And also, of course, Revive, you know, we have a whole department that's a marketing department that works to help agents position themselves to win, because, you know, when agents win, we win. And so, so that's kind of the, I guess, the behind the scenes here, the motivation for sharing this and where it's coming from. And I think that first topic that you're bringing up is a really good one. It's like, what is the role of an agent today? And I think a lot of agents, I think we have to just know that today an agent is the ultimate guide for your client, right? I don't know what your thoughts on that is, but to me, that is what an agent's role is today. It's someone that's going to bring the different options to the table and just help their clients with whatever they need, right? And there's a lot of innovation out there today in the prop tech space, in the fintech space. There's so many things, kind of like even overwhelming, right, for consumers to navigate. And I think today, you know, a big part of a realtor is to be informed about all of those things and to kind of bring the right solution that meets and fits that client's, you know, needs and goals. So
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, that's why for those of you that are watching this on YouTube, not listening, the slide says the first role of a realtor today, options and solutions, knowledge, information, you know, that it resonates so deeply with me. There's a lot of, Rich and I have talked on previous episodes, there's a lot of bad information out there. News isn't what it was when I grew up. When I grew up, news was often legit, truthful.
It was news.
It was news. And today, you don't really know what news is. And half the time, it's wrong. And it's clickbait, or they're trying to get you to click in and, you know, read something. And they'll have a sensational headline, and the article won't even deal with the headline. And it just creates these perceptions among consumers that I think that's the first barrier that realtors have to overcome. And the opportunity realtors to have to provide data, knowledge, information, but more importantly, like what you're talking about, Michael, options, solutions, a pathway to help them reach their goals through information and through knowledge. And love the fact that that's where you're starting.
Yeah. And I think, you know, like, just because it's kind of interesting, you know, the knowledge piece, it's like, there's so much click. You already know, right, what your clients are being told. Just go online and just read the headlines. And I think, because I just kind of think, like, when I go to parties or I'm out at networking events, you know, if you're a realtor or if you're in the real estate space and you're meeting potential clients and having conversations, or just family who could be clients or whatever, you know, people are asking you or telling you, like, do you think the market's going to crash? Or I heard that it's all going to burn. Or I heard this is this or that. And all people do is read the headlines. And I think a big part of a realtor, you know, realtor's job is, hey, don't just read the clickbait. Also, go deeper, you know, follow some people, some economists, some, you know, get in the know, so that when somebody says, what do you think, or I heard, you can kind of go deeper and be a source, you know, of deeper knowledge. And I think knowledge is what instills confidence in people. And that's why I think when we were brainstorming, we thought, you know, just being knowledgeable, right? Like, adding value is whatever industry you're in needs to be doing. And a big part of the value add that a realtor brings, you know, is the knowledge of the industry, of the products, of the rates. I mean, and I don't think that, you know, I don't think I, or maybe you, are preaching that you have to be an economist or you have to be a whatever, but you should know an economist. You should talk to your lender. You should have references that you can point people to. You should have some deeper knowledge than the average Joe. And that is what really, that's where it starts. And I think that's what gives people confidence in you to want to kind of trust you with something big, you know, in their life, you know, like buying or selling a home.
And to expand on that, Michael, I think that there's so much information out there. It's all available to us as real estate professionals. In fact, there's way too much information, and it's available to our clients. Our job is to put it into context.
Right.
What does this mean to this real estate transaction? What does this mean to me? You know, if I'm your client, Todd, you know, it's, and so your job is to make it relevant for me, because we can drink from the fire hose of Google and get all kinds of information, you know, or as you were talking about earlier with news stations, things like that. But what does it all mean?
Right.
So
I love that. That's a great starting point. So that's your first action item. You, the listening audience, write that down, you know, of provide options, provide solutions, provide knowledge, provide information, provide your clients a pathway.
Provide context.
Provide context. Yeah.
Great So tip number one, add value and through knowledge, you know?
Exactly.
Okay.
Love that. Can we dig into the strategies though? You had five strategies for us now here about, you know, based on that starting point of you, an agent, having value, providing information, providing solutions, you know, I think there's these strategies that you've outlined. They build on that, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, again, I think the five tips, one was really to start with, you know, recognizing the role of a realtor today, being a resource. So there's a couple of pieces of collateral that we shared with you that you might be able to share with your viewers, but that's really just like tip number one. And then I think we can go into tip number two or strategy number two. Which is, you know, having, you know, again, this is coming from, you know, me observing some top producers and seeing something that sounds counterintuitive really work time in and time out. And this topic number two or tip number two is about having the confidence to speak, or, you know, I find that a lot of agents don't want to have the conversation of the commission or how they're going to get paid or what they're going to get paid. I almost feel like they almost avoid it. And in quite stark contrast, top producers that I see having great success charging 6, 7, 8% for their services do the opposite. They actually have, you know, rather than having, you know, 50 page listing presentations, they may have a 4-page listing presentation, but always in their listing presentation or something that they talk about is their menu of services. They almost have a commission menu, which we drafted one up for agents here at Revive. And let me say that it's something that is, there it is right there. It's basically something that you can customize. I mean, obviously, no one is telling you what you should charge. What we're saying is having options, defining what, you know, if you're going to charge, you know, 5% or 4% or whatever percentage you're going to charge at the base level, you know, what do you get with that? And if you were to charge more, like in this commission menu, and I ripped this from one of the agents really, and it's like silver, gold, platinum. Like, what do you get for silver? What do you get for gold? What do you get for platinum? There's a couple things going on here. One is you're giving your client, you know, you're quantifying your services and what you're getting paid for first and foremost.
Right.
The other thing that this does is it also like tells your client, like, choose one of these services, right? As opposed to, do I want to list with you or do I not want to list with you, right? I'm going to choose one of these services. And it kind of makes the discount conversation kind of really go away, because it's like, if you want a discount service, here's, you know, that's not on the menu, or maybe it is on the menu. Define it. What do you do for a discount if you offer a discount service? Again, this is something that I think that every agent should be doing, right? Having a direct conversation and putting it in there.
So the slide, for those of you that are just listening, not watching, the slide actually says at the top, it says a template created by Revive was shared with you. Start designing now. So this is actually a shared template that you have in a couple different versions that agents who work with you can, or who are listening to the podcast, they can have access to. So at the end of the podcast, we'll give you some call to action, like website, phone number to call, et cetera, and the team can make sure they get, can the team make sure they get their hands on this if they
Yeah,
want that?
absolutely. Yeah,
Okay.
absolutely. Anybody that, reaches out to you or just emails info at I Love Revive or info at revive.realestate can get this, or if they reach out to you, we'll make it available to you. But yeah, absolutely. What's interesting about this template, Todd, also is so we've built this in a way where you can charge a premium service for offering like a white glove, fully turnkey solution to staging, pre-sale renovations that includes all of the costs. So basically, we packaged it up in a way where, if someone was using our services, they could, they could charge a premium for it. But you could do anything that you want there, right? You could put in any premium, stuff that you do that you want to charge a premium for, in there, and then let your clients choose.
Michael, speak to the psychology behind having a menu of services rather than just going out there and saying, I charge X.
Yeah, I mean, I think th there's kind of like two psychologies. One of them is like think like when you go to like a movie theater, right? Like you've got your small, medium, large popcorn, right? And which one do you choose? And so I think, or actually, well, let me take that back. When people have options, they're a lot more likely to buy, right? I think it's just as simple as that. When you give people options, then they're kind of pitted between these two or three choices, and they choose one. Now, what option they choose, it really depends on how you position, the pricing for those options, right? If you want people to choose the extra large popcorn, then you make it just 50 cents more, and you anchor the small at whatever, and now everybody's choosing the large. Or if you space them out evenly, people choose the middle one. But I think the important takeaway here is, in terms of psychology, when people have options, they their tendency to buy is greater. And I think a lot of times what I was surprised with, and I think anybody who's not doing this might be surprised, because I've talked to agents and they're like, there's no way I could put 7% as an option, because that doesn't work. And it's like, you'd be surprised. We are in kind of a, people are willing to pay for service today. That is a fact,
Right.
right? And you might be surprised if you package something that has value, right? Whatever it is that you're packaging as value, your premium marketing, your premium time, premium pre-sale renovations at no cost, or whatever you put in there, you might be surprised at how many people might value that, right? There's going to be 20% of the people that actually go, yeah, I'm willing to pay more for a premium service, for something that nets me more money, show it to me, sign me up, right? So you might be surprised, even at what you can charge if you're even just making it an option.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, agreed. It's a great idea. So, the tactic number two, strategy number two, is have that compensation conversation. Have a commission menu. Maybe have it outlined the different options, different services that you provide. And I think that also even helps set expectations. One of the things oftentimes is when things aren't talked about, there could be expectations that are not met, that are
That's right.
expected,
Well, and just by having the
and
conversation, it
right.
leads to other conversations
It does,
anyway.
right.
So, yeah, it's a great place
Yeah.
to begin. And
But
I love the menu I've services option.
I do too, because just taking it now specifically, I hope it's okay, Michael, but talking about your company as a whole and the service you provide, you know, some clients may just want to list their home and sell their home as is, but some may want to do what you described at the beginning of the show, almost like the HGTV people coming in and they revamp the bathroom, revamp the kitchen, and it's all done, boom, 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 no money out of pocket. But now their home has been revived, and now they're basically the home goes on the market in pristine shape, pristine value. But that might take a little bit longer. It might be so someone might want to go route number one, do nothing. Someone might want to go route number two, but if you never discuss it, you never get to have that conversation.
So Michael, I've got a question here because I have a tendency to run through the HGTV shows, and we've had a couple of references. Love it or list it. We're talking about listing it. What happens when they do the work and they love it? What do we do? They want to stay there. Has that ever happened?
Yeah. Well, no, it doesn't really happen at Revive because Revive, you know, doesn't do anything without a listing agent, at the center of a transaction. What I mean by that is, you know, if an agent called Revive and said, hey, look, I have a potential listing, you know, this house, you know, I wonder what we could do to sell it for more. Once we put a plan together and that's presented to a homeowner with the realtor or with Revive and or with the realtor and Revive as their team, the first thing we say is, you know, we need you to sign a listing agreement because people who are serious about selling sign listing agreements, number one. And number two, we require people to move out before we commence like major renovations. So it's I think in the 4 years, it's happened once and they just paid back the renovation. And it wasn't because they loved it and they wanted to move back. They just had a life-changing event that caused them. But no, I think.
So they can love it, but they're still listing it.
They're listing it. That's right.
Okay. Well, I think that's a big point for our audience to understand, you know, just because we are referencing, you know, a few different shows out there, at least in general. And so, you know, I just wanted to ask the what if question. So thanks for clarifying that.
Yeah. And I think there's something that, you know, you mentioned that triggered something for me. You know, from a realtor's perspective, you know, you want to meet your client's goals. Like you want to get that home on the market as fast as possible, right? And if the client just wants it on, you want to bring it on. But I want to say that every home needs something. And it's going to fall into one of two categories, value preservation or value adding, right? So when you sell a home, I don't care if it's a hoarder home or it's a dialed in home, you're going to have to clean it. You're going to have to stage it. You're going to have to paint it. You're going to have to fix a leaky roof. Those are value preservation things. Those aren't like going to add major value. But if you have an outdated home that has a kitchen that's super dated and flooring that's dated, and so kitchens, bathrooms, floors, paint, those are value add, value preservation, or, you know, fix that leaky roof type of stuff. So I think every home needs something. At least from Revive's perspective, there's no like minimum or maximum type of renovation that we would do or not do. So it's kind of whatever the home needs to get it, you know, looking the best it can to meet your and your client's needs.
Right. That's a great point. That's a very good point. Moving on to strategy number three. Strategy number three starts to dig into that investor space. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. And I think this is kind of like, okay, you know, as an agent, you want to provide options to your clients, right? Again, we're kind of talking about, you know, you want to meet your clients where they're at and what their needs are. So whether you want to, you know, sell your house as is, you want to sell it with a little TLC, or you want to sell it for a lot, or maybe you want to sell it to an investor. I think the point I was trying to make here with this tip is you should always understand or have an investor offer in the back of your pocket, right? And if you don't have an investor offer that you're walking in with, you should at least know how to calculate what an investor offer would be, you know, on the spot. And one of the things that, you know, if your viewers would like that they could request that I've made available is I put together like a little Excel widget, right? And I kind of recorded on how to use it, but very simple. And I'll kind of walk you through the math, and then people could play with it. And it's not really rocket science, but investors, right? Generally speaking, depending on where you are, like, and this widget could be customized to like the different markets and the different returns. But basically, an investor in a competitive market, like the coast, like a California or a New York or Florida, you know, they're going to want to make a minimum of 12% cash on cash return, right? That's what an investor formula is going to be. So it's not very hard as an agent to walk into a home and kind of go, okay, you have a house that's in, you know, that might be an investor type of purchase. So let me work the math backwards. You know, what is it? You know, what is the potential value of this home? What amount of renovations do I need to do to get it there? And so what would an investor pay for that? And so this widget kind of helps you do that. If you know what the, you know, ARV is and you have a renovation budget, you can work backwards and figure out what an investor would offer. And I didn't talk to you guys about this, but Revive is launching something called Vision AI September 2nd. And basically it's a first of a kind AVM. So that's an automated valuation model, something like what you go on Zillow, right? And see what the Zestimate is. Revive is put together through, you know, computer vision, the first AVM that takes into account your home's condition into consideration amongst the other factors that typical AVMs take into consideration, like how much your neighbor sold for. So really soon here, you'll be able to generate an as-is value, a potential value, and a plan so that you could present clients. But
so I heard you just say there's, you can actually present at that point two options, meaning an as-is or a potential. Is that what I heard you say?
That's right. Yeah. With our AVM, you'll be able to do both. And with this spreadsheet, you'll just be able to tell your client, look, if you want to sell it to an investor, you're probably going to get this price point here, you know?
Right. So for those listening, not watching on YouTube and don't have benefit of the visual, I have a screenshot up on the screen. It's called the investor widget. What would an investor pay? And there's it's an Excel file, but it looks fairly simple and straightforward. It's just got a couple rows of plugging in some information and data, and then it looks like it's going to calculate that. But more importantly, there's a video actually that Michael and his team have created. Michael's there in the lower right hand corner that actually walks you as an agent through how to use this spreadsheet as well. So similar to the previous topic we were talking about, the template having to do with maybe a Canva template that could help you create a menu, this is an Excel template that could help you create this investor talk track and have accurate figures and accurate numbers. So they're really providing you a benefit and a tool. And Michael, you'll again make this available to people that ask for it from your team, correct? Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Love that. And it does look fairly simple. It looks straightforward. The items that an agent would need to know to be able to create this, what would they be?
It's really just two numbers. You got to know what the house could be worth and what the renovation budget is, right? And that's something that, you know, if you don't know, soon you'll be able to know through our Vision AI, but you could just call Revive and say, give me, because, you know, what's kind of cool about Revive is we've pre-negotiated pricing for like all the most common things, right? Like kitchens, bathrooms, floors, paint, accessories, those types of things. So you could do it yourself, or you could just call a Revive person and say, hey, I have a home. Here's some pictures. You know, here's the comps. What would a budget be for this home? And they'll give it to you. But I think if you're, you know, and I'll give you the quick rule of thumb. If you're renovating a home completely in the inside, the quick rule of thumb as an investor, $100 a square foot in, again, the major states, right? Like California, In Phoenix, it's about, probably $85. I should probably put together a little ledger of all that, because in California, I walk into a home and if I go, everything inside needs to go: floors, baseboards, doors, kitchens, bathrooms. I already know, 2,000 square foot home, that's $200,000. If I have exterior stuff, I'm going, okay, roof, softscape, I put a budget to it. You plug that number in with what the market comps are on the top end or on the high end of that neighborhood, and it'll spit out as an investor what is the maximum dollar you should spend so that you could net a 12% return. And that's pretty much what investors are going to be using as a formula. 10 to 14%, depending on where you are in the country, you can be on the higher end or lower end of that.
And you and your team seem to have this all dialed in, meaning that to you, this is about relationships with the contractors. It's about doing this over and over again, where you're really making it turnkey for the realtor, making it turnkey for the homeowner. It's not where, I mean, you've done this over and over again, so it's just an efficient thing that you are doing it for the investment value and the ROI. Is that correct?
Yeah, and just to give you and the listeners a little bit more insight, Revive is pretty much built the platform for local contractors to be able to be efficient. The way I like to explain it is, in the professional flipping space, when I was flipping or any professional flips, the way that contractors are hired is very different than when individual consumers hire them, right? In the professional space, the professional does everything for a contractor except for scheduling and manpowering, right? So the flipper or investor is doing the budgeting, scoping, design, permit facilitation, legal, purchasing. Even an owner's rep is usually in the mix for a professional, right? Homeowners, on the other hand, and even realtors, they hire a contractor or they have to find several different subs. And then they're getting bids, and then they're, let's get to the contract and this budget, scope, design, and back and forth. And we've really taken all of that off the table for contractors so that they could, work with a consumer the way they work with a professional. And that causes efficiencies, which translates into consistency, economy. And yes, so, we've done thousands of renovations for homeowners now over the past 4 years. So we do have it down to a science. It is pretty consistent and predictable. And I think that's the biggest value add that Revive brings to homeowners and realtors, is that consistency, reliability, that peace of mind, really, of knowing that you don't have to find and look for a contractor. You don't have to worry about negotiating with them. You don't have to worry about if they have a good procurement person, if they're going to be on time, quality control, because Revive has a protection plan. There are vendors that we vetted and we stand behind, and we know they're going to perform because we're doing 90% of their job for them.
Right. And then throughout this process, what you end up with is you end up with that future value of the opportunity. When it's all said and done, then you're maximizing that opportunity of what the property could be. Right.
Yeah,
So
absolutely.
love that. Love that. All right. Well, with three solid strategies so far, moving on to strategy number four, a hot topic right now anywhere in the industry is lead gen.
Yep,
Right.
that's
And
it.
and so strategy number four, innovative lead gen tactics, marketing strategies, and SOPs. And again, I think your team has created a template that can really help agents with something called an SOP playbook. Can you talk a little bit about this opportunity strategy for agents?
Yeah. So this is kind of an interesting one. So, and I'll start by telling you about a survey that we conducted. So as I said, Revive has now done, a couple thousand renovations. We surveyed 500 real estate agents that have used Revive, right? And they used Revive successfully, right? Meaning that they had a client that had that wanted to maximize the value of their home. And they, you know, they were presented with a pre-sale renovation plan. They executed on it and their clients made money. In fact, on average, $168,000 more net in their pocket, these homeowners. And the survey was simple to the agent. It was, did you run a coming soon campaign in that market, right, to let the neighbors know about what you were doing for your client? Meaning, you know, imagine something like a postcard or a flyer that lands on the neighbors of a listing's home that says something like, hey, my name is Michael Aldawi. I'm a realtor who's going to be bringing a listing into this neighborhood in the next 6 weeks. I'm taking 6 weeks to perform some pre-sale renovations so that I can increase the value of my client's home and also hopefully the neighborhood. And the best part is I'm able to do this with no money out of pocket for my clients until I sell their home for them. I can't wait for you to check out this property. Look for an invitation so I can show off everything I've done for my clients. So we asked realtors, how many of you did a coming soon campaign or did an invitation or did a case study highlighting the fact that, you know, you made your clients this much money and how you did it for them? And so I was really shocked, and maybe I put this to you. You want to take a wild guess at how many people or how many, what percentage of people?
Out of 500?
Out of 500.
Okay. 50?
10%. I'm going to say 5%.
Less than 3%.
Less than 3. Yeah, I was afraid of that.
You know,
that was my concern.
So it's kind of like, okay, I didn't really
That's
understand.
It's a brilliant strategy, though.
It is a brilliant strategy.
That's a moneymaker.
And I think when we, I mean, I guess, first of all, like when I think of what realtors do to, you know, how much money they spend on lead gen, right? If we're talking about lead gen is having conversations with people. You spend money on Facebook in the hopes of getting a DM so you could start a conversation that could lead somewhere. You yeah. spend money on all kinds of things to get a conversation going, right? And now realtors have the ultimate conversation starter, right? I fronted $200, $100, $50, whatever, $10,000 for my client, okay, to help them make more money, to help the neighborhood. I do this all day, every day, right? But agents aren't taking advantage of that opportunity, right?
Talk about a listing generator from a typical neighborhood has 100 homes in it, 150 homes in it. And if you marketed that to all the other homeowners in that neighborhood, anyone that is having a life event or even thinking remotely about moving or tapping into that asset.
Todd, I hear Michael's numbers, less than 3%. I want to go bang my head against the wall. Ladies and gentlemen, this one is a no-brainer. I mean, we do this kind of stuff anyway. We have open houses, right? Let's have a virtual open house. Let's talk about the open house using Michael's scenario 6 weeks early. You know, hey, this is coming. This is what I'm doing. I think that strategy is brilliant.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, it's so what we did, I mean, and so it's kind of crazy because I think like if you're a realtor, every listing that you have needs to be having a baby, right?
Right. I like that.
And especially if you discounted it, right? Like I just going back for a second to our commission conversation, you know, like, hey, lay out your, like, don't be shy to talk about how much you're worth and what you're going to do for a client, right? That's kind of like, we covered that. But a lot of times people actually ask, you know, or I hear, like, as I go to these different coaching things and I hear like, never discount your commission ever, right? And I don't know if you're going to disagree or agree with me, and I'm not giving commission advice to anyone, but yes, I'm a proponent of, you know, not discounting your worth, but you got to tell people what your worth is. However, I think there are exceptions to the rules. Like, it's easy to not discount your listings when you have a couple of listings, but if you have no listings, you know, my opinion is it okay if you took a little discount to plant a sign in the yard. If you have a strategy to create other listings from it, maybe it's worth it, right? Maybe you would consider it. But the point is, whether you're discounting or not, if you have a listing, you should be doing something. And this is what this is. We put together a standard operating procedure playbook where we created the template for that postcard. We created the messaging that you can go in there and change around if you don't like it. We kind of created an easy button, if you will, because the number one reason that agents actually said they didn't do this is they said they didn't have the time. I don't understand that because it's their business, but they didn't have the time because, and by the way, it sounds really easy, but it took us like, I mean, we have a marketing department. It took us like a month to actually like get the perfect messaging, to kind of get designed, to get it in Canva. We created door knocking scripts. We created an invitation. We created a case study template. They're all in Canva. You can have them. You can click on them and kind of, again, manipulate them, or just drag your photos and your contact info and just send it.
I love this. You've done the heavy lifting for the agent. For those of you, again, that are listening, not watching on YouTube, the visual on the screen says, a template by Revive was shared with you. Start designing now. And the image on the screen has Revive, the Revive Unveil Project, in quotes, SOP playbook, the playbook to circle prospecting 250 homes around the home that you are renovating. And I can visually just see this. All these marketing pieces created for you, all you have to do is just implement them and use them. And while during the 6 week time period or whatever that this is, you know, the renovation is taking place. I mean, and I think the opportunity is just what you said. It's for the brother and the sister and the other transaction to come along, the baby, right?
Yeah, you know, exactly.
It's going to generate other listings for you in a neighborhood. This for me ranks right up there with that neighborhood report.
Yep.
You know, the neighborhood report to generate that first listing. Once you get that listing and then you do this and you're doing this, maximizing the value for your clients, everyone in the neighborhood will want to work with you. And you've made it so turnkey. I mean, it's in Canva. It's available. It's free.
And I can say it does work because we have agents doing it, and the ones that are, it's working for them. In fact, so much so, because remember, you know, I'm on here to share these tips that I've learned, but also because I know that an agent's success could also trickle down. It's kind of like paying it forward, right?
Right.
I know that it works so much that Revive wants to even do this. So one of the things that Revive has offered agents, because one of the reasons that agents don't do this is like, well, I took a listing, it's really outside of my farm, and so I'm not going to spend any money to do it, to circle prospect a neighborhood that, you know, I'm not in. And in those instances, you know, what Revive is starting to do, because we see the value of this, we know it'll pay dividends. We're even telling agents, you know what, if you're not going to prospect, let us prospect for you, you know, and we'll pay for it, you know? And so that's how much I believe in it. I know it works. So I think it's a no-brainer thing to do.
I love it. So those 497 that did not do this, I mean, right here's the easy turnkey for you to do this. So thanks for sharing that. Let's move on to strategy number 5, being about the pre-listing conversation, the pre-listing appointment, strategies and tactics, you know, to help you. And I'm going to flash up here on the screen real quick. I went to Revive's website, revive.realestate. And the images that come up, it just shows all these homes of which I think any realtor would be proud of listing, showing what they've done. But the headline says, you know, renovate your home with peace of mind. And then it goes to the next screen like 3 seconds later, renovate your home to maximize sales value. Renovate your home to sell faster. I mean, isn't that what an agent wants?
That's what we're hired to do.
Right.
To sell the house to in the shortest amount of time for the highest price possible.
And it's so clear and succinct. And then up on the screen right here, I have a an informational sheet that Revive created, two different versions that they shared with me. One is for use with a homeowner, and one is for use with it's really speaking to the agent. And mm-hmm. I just want to click to the front half, kind of gives the information. Sell your, like if you're talking to a homeowner, you know, sell your home today for tomorrow's after renovated value. And then it just walks through the process. And is this program right for you? So again, Revive is giving you, the realtor, tools to do this. But then we have a case study right there. And this is a Sell 360, I think is what you guys, the term that you've used. So I don't know if I'm jumping ahead, if that's what you meant by your strategy 5, pre-listing conversation and pre-listing appointment. Is that what
you're going with? Yeah, you kind of jumped ahead. Yeah, no, you jumped ahead a little bit. So okay. It's okay. 360. So first of all, I appreciate you, sharing some of those things. And yes, I mean, I think I'm going to just actually say, you know, most of the time your clients are hiring you to sell your home for more, but sometimes they're not. That's where the investor stuff comes in, right? Because if you just want to sell it as is, it's okay. As a realtor, you just want to help the client do whatever they want to do. I agree with that. And Revive does have a program where we do actually buy homes for their after renovated value. That's what 360 is. So, you know, again, think of Revive as the ultimate flipping machine that a realtor could tap into for their client. But sometimes clients don't even have the time to flip their own home or perform strategic pre-sale renovations. And so in those cases, we have a program called 360, which allows us to actually come in, buy that home, the realtor represents, and then we perform strategic pre-sale renovations that were agreed upon with the seller. And then that same realtor gets a second transaction, and then it gets resold. And all of the proceeds that are the difference between sale one and sale two, the previous seller, the client, gets minus a 6% program fee. So hence, sell your home for its after renovated value, which is what that program is. It's really cool. It's really powerful for the right client that has a big value add and has an urgency to sell. That's what 360 is all about. And those are really like the two products that Revive has, you know, pre-sale renovations to maximize the sales value, or, hey, you have a big value add and have to sell. So Revive will just buy it, do the renovations, and then give you the profits after minus a fee. So those are the two products, and, you know, all the way, you know, they're both great tools to have in your tool belt to not only deliver just better value to your clients, but just better prospecting tools, right? Because think of conversations that you could have around like either of those products, right?
Right. Thank you for clarifying that, because, you know, I'm learning, that's part of the reason doing this podcast, I'm learning as well. And I just want to help agents with all those opportunities, and the way you just outlined it, that's a great additional opportunity for agents.
Yeah. And strategy, or tip number 5, right? So we started with like, you know, being the ultimate guide and source of knowledge, right? Being comfortable defining what your worth is and having an honest conversation about, you know, the different packages that you have to offer and what you want to get paid. We talked about being prepared for every scenario and offering investor options if that's something that fits your client's goals. We talked about, you know, making sure to take advantage of the opportunities to market every listing so it can have a baby, so you can have another listing and you can be a successful realtor. Right. And this last point here is, you know, we always talk about having all the, you know, being the source of knowledge and bringing all the options to the table. I was meeting with a realtor recently who's, you know, a Revive user and someone who, you know, uses Revive on a regular basis. And they came and said, you know, I lost a listing the other day because I brought too many options to the table. Right. And I could see that happening, right? Because, you know, there's so many great companies out there. And this is where this tip came in. You know, there's so much information out there that, you know, part of the job is to filter some of those, that information and options, right? Like if you know, so this is the thing, you know, pre-listing conversations or appointment, like I feel like they're a must. Like you wouldn't start selling someone something without knowing what their goal is. And if you know that they're, you know, in a distressed situation and have no time to waste, why would you pitch a 2-month project? Like they don't have 2 months, right? Or whatever their situation is. So the point or tip here is make sure that you are having pre-listing conversations and listening to your clients. You know, what is their goal? And then bring the right options and strategies to the table. Don't just spew every single thing that you know about that exists out there that you know is valuable, because it may not be valuable to your client at that time. So I think that's what the spirit behind this last tip was.
Michael, what I hear you saying is, while questions are critical and we have to have our questions ready to go so that we can find out what's motivating our client, sometimes our best line of questioning is to be silent and listen to their answers,
right,
instead of just peppering them with options.
Right.
And so, you know, I mean, if they, like you said, if they're trying to move to Florida to be with their newborn grandkids, you know, by next month, why sell them on a 2 or 3 month renovation project? And they're ready to go. Yeah. On the other hand, if they want to get maximum dollar out of their property and they don't care how long it takes, within reason, maybe that's the open door that we're looking for, where Revive can be the knight on the white horse.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just think you're hitting on the head. You want to ask first what the goals are, right? And strategically bring out, you know, is it pre-sale renovations? Is it a cash investor? Is it a cleanup? Is it a major? Whatever, you know, you don't want to just be putting everything out. You don't bring all the tools and put them on the table. You have your tool bag and you kind of diagnose and pull out the right tool and then be surgical.
If my contractor unloaded his truck in my living room and said, "Here's all my tools. Aren't you impressed?" I would not be impressed.
That's a good analogy. That's a good word picture right there.
Yeah.
That's great.
So to wrap things up, Michael, what would an agent do? What's their next step? They want to find out more information about Revive and your program. Where should they go? What should they do?
Great. Yeah. I mean, I think for agents who just want to build their confidence up about talking about, you know, what this partnership does for them, or whether they have a listing that they're anxious about going on, or whether they have a listing, the best ways to get a hold of us is on the mobile app, Revive Real Estate. You could download it or go online to revive.realestate. In both of those different avenues, there's an easy button. You just click schedule an appointment, submit a listing. And then our entire process really starts with having a one-on-one with you, the professional. In either of those scenarios, it's always you and a Revive home advisor that is talking to you. So that's the best place to go to connect with someone. And our website is pretty robust. It's actually not a website, it's a web app. So it's interactive. It's a living, breathing thing. So you can go there and, you know, watch videos, read testimonials, submit a listing, check up on a listing. So yes, I think web and mobile apps.
And for those of our listeners who are watching us, there's a QR code on the screen that will take you right there. So,
right.
Great information.
Awesome information.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I hope that, so these are some tips that may kind of seem like they're kind of oh gosh, common sense. I hope that people have taken something away from them, whether it's something they've already implemented or a different twist on something they're already doing. So hopefully I was able to provide some value speaking about these topics.
Oh, yeah, great stuff. Thank you.
I think you did. And I loved how you started actually with your story about what you were doing pre-Revive and where this, you're filling the need of what you had experienced prior. And then your history of working with top agents. It came through for me today in the entire hour that we were here talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
So watching what other top agents are doing. So thank you for sharing all that.
Thank you, guys.
So again, real quick for everyone listening, go to www.revive.realestate, and that's just your simple spot to get started. From there, I think then too, like you said, you can engage, and then some of the resources that we talked about today, just connect with the Revive team. They'll get your hands on those resources. And my takeaway too is that they're here to help. That you really are about providing, today you were providing valuable information, content, tactics and tips for agents. You're here to help. And those are the types of companies that I think agents should be working with. So just reach out and engage with them. So Michael, we appreciate you. We appreciate what you're doing for all of our agents and providing them this valuable service. I loved hearing what we heard today.
Yeah. And again, thank you.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate you as well.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining us here today on the Real Estate Podcast. Tips and tactics to help you grow your business and strategies to help you build a strong, powerful business. So we hope to see you back on future episodes. Again, I'd like to thank the Revive Real Estate team. For joining us here, Michael. Thank you for joining us, Rich.
And if y'all have made it this far, do us a favor. Give us a thumbs up. Todd and I need thumbs up. Michael would like to see a thumbs up on this video too,
right?
Or on the audio portion. If you like what you hear, take a moment and let us know. And if you've got a comment, put it down below. Let us know what your thoughts are.
Yep.
So thank you all. We'll see you next time.
Thank you all.
Like what you're hearing on The Real Estate? Tell your friends about us. Tell them to check out all of our episodes on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and Spotify. And don't forget to send any topics you want us to tackle to therealestate@homesmart.com.